the causes of non-existence are limitless. I mean, how am I going to die? Thousands of different ways is this. We say, fina will come no matter how. Therefore, which one of these am I going to close on when I want to close the hand of death? Which one? He has too many hands. Which one I could bind? Yes?
Since the causes of mortality are infinite, which road then shall we bar? 100 windows and doors facing towards mortal death are ever creaking as they are opened. From greed for provision, the ear of the covetous does not hear the harsh creaking of those doors of death. From the side of the body, pains are the noise of the door. And from the side of enemies, maltreatment is the noise of the door. My dear friend, read for one moment the table of contents of medicine. Look at the flaming fire of diseases. Through
Okay, this is a very good subject that we should concentrate on. What was it? He said, listen, when you want to block something, that stuff should be blockable, right? But fina, no one could block it. You cannot run away from death, because death is there. And it's announcing itself. All these doors that are being opened and closed, they are not waxed properly, so they will say, say, if you listen carefully, you will hear those because, let me show you one of them. What is the pain? Pain is the noise of that door, because what is coming when there is pain? Death. That's the sign of that. So, the pains are the voice of that death, which is saying what? Saying that I'm coming. And these signs that I'm talking are two kind. One is physical. Physical pain means you're sick and the death could come. But when you have problem with a group of people, what is this? So this is the sign of the door as well. The first one was in you. The second one is in your environment. Yes?
Through all those tumors, there is a way into this house. At every two steps, there is a pit full of scorpions. The wind is fierce, and my lamp is a docked one. I will light another lamp from it, so that maybe one complete will arise from them both, if that one lamp be put out by the wind. Like the Gnostic, who, for the sake of freedom from care, has lit the candle of the heart from this defective lamp of the body, in order that one day, when this dies of a sudden, he may place before his eye the candle of the spirit. He did not understand this. Therefore, in his heedlessness, he applied the perishing candle to another perishable.
He explained with all details the feeling of this king and the patience it has and all the logical thought, to the end, at the end, he replaced one dying subject with another dying subject. Means that you could try to do a lot of stuff, but at the end of the day, what's going on over there? This fellow we're talking about, this king, didn't get it. So he wants to replace the son with the grandson. What is the difference? Yes?
how the king brought his son a bride from fear of his race coming to an end. It is necessary then to seek a bride for him, that from this marriage offspring may appear. If this falcon return to the state of mortality, his young may become a falcon after the falcon. If the form of his falcon go from here, his inward meaning may endure in his son.
Of course, if you were listening to the Persian, was a little bit different, because here he is playing with the word Baz. Do you remember beginning of book 2? Baz, open, Baz, falcon, Baz, again. All of that together, yes?
On account of this, that renowned king, Mustafa, said, the son is the marrow of his father.
This is a proverb. And they say it again and again and again. Al-Valado Sirrabi. Of course, we weren't saying that. We would say the bad words. This is the problem that he makes, this is the trouble he brings in, and so on and so on. But, okay, it's very famous, Rumi brought it in to say why. Okay, Mustafa said that the baby is the secret of his father. Why? Listen, yes?
For this reason, all people, by heartfelt love, teach their children trades.
When I say your child is your secret, because over there I could understand you, because that baby, whatever he is, you injected it, so it's you. That's why he is the secret of you. The child is not the outcome of your work or the result of your existence. It is your secret. Because what do you teach to your children? Whatever you know, whatever you believe in, right? Yes?
To the end that these inward meanings may remain in the world when that body of theirs becomes hidden. God in his wisdom has given them intense desire for the right guidance of every little one capable. I too, for the purpose of the continuance of my race, will seek for my son a wife of good principles.
Okay, what happened here? A little bit tricky. He said, listen to the trick that the God is playing. He is giving everyone a chance because he knows some of them will succeed. So, the Creator will give that secret potentiality to everyone. And here, don't forget, he's using the word hikmat, that wisdom that we are talking about, right? And he say, you know what? There is this eagerness in the people to find this hikmat. This eagerness is given to them because he knows that this way everybody will grow up a little bit. Yes?
I will seek a girl who is the offspring of a righteous man, not the offspring of a stern-visaged king. This righteous man is himself a king. He is free. He is not the prisoner of lust and gluttony. They have given prisoners the title of king by inversion, just as Kafur is the name of that negro. The blood-drinking wilderness is named Mafaza. The vulgar call the leper Nikbat. They have described the prisoner of lust and anger and ambition by the name of Mir, or Sadr I Ajal.
How much does it make sense for you? Because the subject is very simple. Listen, here they name someone for something. There is a reason that they name someone something, right? And I talked about that eagerness of the people to have this and that and that. So, what is the outcome? The outcome is simple. There are things that they mean this, and at the same time they mean the opposite. This is the secret of the language. This is what it is. Mufazip. How do you say it? Bewilderment or something like that. But it's a very special word because it has both meanings, positive and negative. It says even in that time, they say, we'll call these prisoners that we got from the war, we call them the king. This is the joke, because they have lost whatever, we call them the king. Who is the king? The one that you call the king, or the one who is really the king? This is the difference. And why he brings in this? Because the king was thinking that, okay, I will make this boy marry because I don't want my race to finish. He's thinking, he's a racist. He's thinking about his race. He doesn't know it. He is like what? Yes, really? They have
described the prisoner of lust and anger and ambition by the name of Mir or Sabri-Ajar, most honorable prince. To those prisoners of doom, the vulgar in the lands have given the title of most honorable emirs. They call high-placed him whose soul is low in the vestibule, that is to say, power and riches. When the king chose relationship with an ascetic, this news came to the ears of ladies.
Ladies for next time. Because this is the moment that he finds a girl, but the girl is not from a big family. The ladies, the war starts. But before that, here was a very special point. He said, listen, look around you. They name some people, some big name, that he is the maestro, he is the head of the government, he is the blah, 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 all of this, right? He says, all of these titles is because that fellow has nothing. He's an animal. So he needs that title. A real good big stuff doesn't need these titles, doesn't need all these show-offs. But here, the king is being connected with the Zahid, with this, what you want to call Zahid? This Sufi. And the ladies are angry. So, if you have time, please go back and read the last verses carefully. Because he's explaining a very delicate stuff, that when we call somebody very clever, we mean he's a cheater. We mean something else when we call him. The names and the titles are nonsense. Here the king wants to keep the title of his race here. He thinks that his boy or boy of the boy should be the king, because for him the king and kingship is like that. We'll talk about it next time, inshallah. هست بازی های آن شیر علم مخبری از بادهای مکتتم گر نبودی جنبشان بادها شیر مرده کی بجستی در هوا زن شناسی باد را گر آن سباست یا دبور است این بیابان آن خفاست این بدان مانند آن شیر